The game of chess is like a sword fight. You must think first, before you move.
It's your boy, your favorite hood herbalist, Jay. No, IG, the best 201 business IG, growth over destruction. If you're looking for all your herbs, all your health advice, you're trying to get your health right, your body right, whichever the case may be, come holla at me. I got the sea moss pills, I got the sea moss gel, I got the elderberry, I got everything. All everything that you need right here at your favorite health food spot. Growth over destruction, that LLC is the IG. Come holla at me.
GOD. 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 What?
GOD.
Crazy.
That's what niggas be feeling on the white floor.
On the white floor. He walking in the house. We sitting there on the street. What's up, bro?
I just wanted to see what y'all was doing. I just felt I don't want to be in it no more.
What?
Yeah, he's a wild boy.
Always. Costanza. I swear.
You gotta look at the music. I told niggas, I seen it. I'm like, this shit don't, cause you see that it's like chant. But it's been the beat. We all tried to get that drum. Tupac was saying, I'm gonna survive. Dudes is ready. Tupac said, shoot these cows, they gonna line them niggas up. Especially back then. It ain't no social media.
Right, not at all. It's just a goal.
You wanna know why? Because Pac made niggas get taps like that. Just like Pac had a whole generation that the DMX and the Ja Rule that it remixed.
Yeah.
Then you got Lil Wayne. All this shit is Lil Wayne. All this shit is Lil Wayne when you look at it.
The new way, ain't no rapper ever had influence like that. He talked that shit.
Jay-Z was so good you didn't even try it.
Yeah.
Lil Wayne was good, but he gave people. I can do that. I can get high as hell, get some tats on my face and dreads. I can
sit lean.
He created a lane with all those mini-me's.
Little everybody.
Like, you look at it, Future just
little
got
everybody.
Game, you know, Lil Wayne and Pop. That's why he's still relevant because he came at that right time. But look at all these dudes, little offsprings.
Right.
Dude that came and went, got a quick bag off of Wayne. Dirt. Look at these niggas. These all Lil Wayne's. When you look at it,
You look at everybody that came up under Young Thug. Because Young Thug ain't nothing but a Wayne and Future.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So you see the influence, that's just huge.
Yo, yeah. We back, y'all. Once again, we back in the building with the gang. You know what I mean? It's your boy, Holiday Hove. You know what I mean? Grab Time Presents, Chestnut Checkers. Make your next move your best move. You feel me? We back in the building with the gang. We going motherfucking spinning around. Introduce yourself.
Yo. It's your boy, Jay, the best 201.
Yo. It's your boy, Casanova Confidence, aka the Confident One.
It's the God. It's your boy Keys to get you right, man. You know what's going on.
Yeah. And we back with another episode. You already know. We hitting everything that motherfucking that popped up this week, last week, whatever. Since the motherfucking last time you heard us, keep tapping in. We always got something fresh for y'all. Don't forget every Friday. Yo. What was the topic we was touching on today? We starting with Rolling Loud. We got a live report in from motherfucking like Rolling Loud.
A 7-time veteran. Nah, she was lit. Future came out on the last day, but we didn't even get to see him like that because you know that rain came crazy, man. That shit blew my shit. But ASAP was a vibe. Yeah, everybody on stage, he started playing drill, and they cut his set short. Niggas came out and said, nah, I gotta go on stage. Plus, he had, like, mad people on stage.
Ooh.
ASAP.
Yeah.
Everybody kept yelling for Rihanna and shit like that. That shit was... Rihanna.
Rihanna.
Yeah.
I ain't
never
heard
Pusha T was hard. If y'all was at that Pusha T on that the Duce motherfucking stage, if y'all saw what I saw on the sky, fucking hit us up and shit like that, because it was some fucking ill-looking alien shit. Mad niggas saw that shit, bro. It was some alien shit, bro. That shit fucked me up for a second. While Pusha T is performing, all you see is some shit flowing through the sky, bro. On some real shit, bro.
No bueno.
And then somebody else called it on video, too. I wasn't that high.
I just about to ask you.
No. I wasn't that high.
I was just about to ask you. Oh, we smoking the same shit right
now. We smoking the same
did
shit.
Did you have a shroom burger?
Nah. But other than that, shit was a vibe. You know what I mean? Stop trying to sneak in VIP. They going to fuck you up and kick you out, bro. Rolling Loud had the security on. Going hard. That nigga's aggressive, bold-looking niggas.
Nah, they ready for
this. For real, ready for action, bro. For real, but hold up.
Niggas getting paid top dollar, nigga.
Yo, I was down Miami in the club. Niggas suit me up like, yo, Ja Rule don't want to talk to you. Yo, I'm so geek, right? I'm so geek. So I walk, I'm like, what? Molly, I'm kicking with the cat daddy. This nigga said a hella ease that is. This nigga making mad bread up. Y'all just bumping to him trying to get weed. To my boy Chad, all they like, yo, Ja Rule don't want to. They know I'm cooking. I go over to the VIP.
Dude, like,
what's up? Nah, I look so stupid though. Crazy as I walked over there, like they like, nah, you can't come over. I'm like, oh, you big ass VIP motherfucker trying to body slam my body.
Nah, niggas don't play, bro. They don't be playing. They don't play, bro. You try to. Everybody kept trying to fucking like slide their way in the VIP, like they. They wasn't having that shit, bro. Just you gotta have the passes.
You had to put your phone in the cage.
Nah, they gave you the band.
They gave us with that Chris Rock shit.
Yeah.
Word.
They did, definitely did do that shit. Word. Shit was evolved. The wrong line was evolved. I gotta go somewhere other than New York, though. I've been going to New York for like the last couple of years. I want to go like L.A. Miami, I heard, is crazy.
Miami is crazy.
Miami. I heard that shit is crazy. I think the next one I'm gonna try to go to is gonna be the Toronto one.
They had some shit in Portugal. That shit was crazy.
Portugal.
Yeah, they had Portugal rolling out. That shit
was crazy. Probably doing hella yeah. Nah,
hell yeah.
That shit's legal over there, I think.
You gonna drop a lot of babies off.
Hella lines.
Terrible.
So line for line, line for line.
So that shit that happened with I heard about shit that happened with Sue and Mr. Chicken.
Actually, I didn't know that shit. Ooh, Sue Surf? Me. I ain't gonna lie.
Sue Surf and Mr. Chicken? What the fuck happened?
So
it's probably fake beef.
Nah, it's not really fake beef. So the issue really is the fact that he Sue hit him up a couple days before to put him on the set. But he hit Sue 10 minutes before he was supposed to go on.
So what?
Said, Dave Loaf called me to put me on set. But she called him the day of Rolling Loud to put him on. So he was on some shit like, you know, it's different if you call me and tell me like, yo, bro, this and that, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, like, you texted to me. You ain't even...
This getting emotional, right? This nigga's getting emotional
You couldn't even do worse. But Sue Surfer's some shit like... He was on some shit like, and listen, I'm, man. I'm he was like, artist, if you said shit. It to me like, yo... If you came to me on some shit like, yo, I'm about to go get this look or whatever, I'd have been like, all right, cool. You know? I'd have respected it. He like, but you ain't even come to me and say that. He like, but then he like, you texted to me and then you cut your phone off.
Scary shit.
So it's just like, I'm like, nah, I understand where you're coming from when you say it. Like, it is corny. That shit weird. Like, but at the end of the day,
it's supposed to be a jersey look.
That's
supposed to be a jersey look.
But that's how he was. That's how Sue was looking at it though. It was
you like, talking about jersey. Motherfucking
Dej Loaf.
Dej Loaf.
What the ass, right? But, nah, that shit was.
You got it.
That shit, it was funny though. I found it to be kind of funny. I found it to be a little amusing.
That's I get it, because it's about, you know, your character. Like, bro, you know, if you're busy, I mean, you got another look. You know what I'm saying? I know you can't do both sets, like, both features. Like,
I seen people come out more than once.
They did that?
Yeah, I seen people come out more than once. Or different people set, different people bring people out.
I guess it depends how big an artist you are, but...
No, Real came out first. She got her own set that she came out with.
That's what I'm saying. People be bringing people out, and then they be doing, like, one song when somebody bring them out.
Yeah. I get what you're saying, though. Like, I get what you're saying. That's...
He was on some shit like, it was on some, like, I hit you because it was on some Jersey shit.
I seen a little bit of that.
Like, it was on some Jersey shit. Like, that's mostly really what it was. Like, it was on some Jersey shit, bro. Like,
honestly, I could just on the chin and just, I wouldn't even give him no type of pub. I'm like, because he got a bigger, I guess he got a bigger buzz. And I'm like, you know what, fuck it then.
Bro, you think about it, right?
Just fuck up your, you know what I mean? It's not the fuck you. That's it.
That's two niggas coming from Jersey, right? They trying to make a good look. But at the same time, who's prospering off of what? Because if motherfucking Chicken go out with Dej Loaf, boom, that's bigger, a good look. That's a bigger look for him.
Right.
Look. But if Sue come out with motherfucking Chicken, you know what I mean? Who's got the bigger look there?
He's going to the town get the look.
They're doing it for the town.
Right.
So you
for the state?
For the state, yeah. The whole state.
That's what I'm saying.
It's like, who else came out with Soup?
I don't know.
Nah, anybody. He was.
He didn't bring Alvy out?
Nah, he said it. He said it was 10 minutes too late. He was like, so he could. He said he could have. He was like, if you'd have told me, like, even.
That
would have
been
hard. He said, if he told me a day before, like a day or two before, I could have brought Alby out. That would have been lit, though. They had a party in Jersey City together.
That would be
oh, man.
London Twins.
Oh, man.
That'd have been big, though.
But that's... That'd have been dope.
He got his buzz, but, and he dropping his shit.
That'd have been hella promo.
The album
hella
been promo. The cherry on top.
Hella promo.
If he would have did that, came out...
That should have been a motherfucking...
But, you know, shit happens or whatever.
That nigga's supposed to be motherfucking eating off all this shit. Yeah. Rolling Loud, motherfucking
powerhouse. You gotta be in them circles, bro.
Nah, absolutely.
You gotta put yourself in them circles. Because that's the game is not, it's so easy right now.
Motherfuckers. That period, ad period, bro, that bitch got a whole, she got a fucking... Record deal.
How? Bro, I thought niggas killed that shit.
No, and it's on YouTube. And Spotify.
Don't do that.
That is some stupid bro. Shit.
I don't say that's real.
I never heard that's real.
I know shit. We got fact check shit. We don't know shit. Let me remind you. We don't know shit. We know
a little bit about a lot, but we don't know nothing. If you ask the right motherfuckers.
Brought to you by allegedly.
Basically.
I don't know shit, nigga.
45, never say.
45, never
said it.
Hilarious.
I don't advise nobody.
That's a double entendre. 45, never said it.
I don't advise nobody to do what I say except for my kids.
Alright, so, I mean, so let's just talk about Jersey rap, like. I feel like Jersey rap is something that a lot of people forget about. Like, it's a lot of dope artists that came out of Jersey. Like, a lot of fire artists, like, that people listen to every day, probably. Or inspire people. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot.
I think the issue is the people that started rapping that came out of Jersey don't mention enough where they're from. So it's like, as far as Jersey and the music industry, it's like, there's nothing there. Like,
I mean, I feel like
ain't shit, ain't really shit too much there. Cause if you think about it, right? Think about all the artists that came from out of Jersey. Not even just Jersey City. So look, fucking, you got Joe Buttons,
mm-hmm.
got Queen Latifah,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You got Shaq. I can say Shaq, one nigga that
you
he,
say Shaq.
Is Latifah from
New York City? No, not just no, it's not just City. I said Jersey. I said Jersey. I'm saying Jersey. Jersey. She's from North. I'm saying Jersey.
Queen Latifah is different. I'm gonna tell you what happened. She blue. She you know what I'm saying? She came out late 80s, early super 90s, big. Bro, and she did what you boo and got to the TV. So she old.
Nah, yeah, absolutely.
She got mad time.
Yeah, she got hella time.
She put the time in. She put the work in. She put a lot of the work in.
For real, yeah.
Redman put a lot of work in. Yeah. It's just that you understand that it's a new era now.
Right.
So guys are blowing up now. That's why dudes are getting paid because it's a new era. It's not that Redman ain't nice no more. It's just that it's not your time no more. That's all it is. Time passes everybody. It gets for the next. That's why you can see Michael Jordan ain't made that much money playing basketball. He made money off the court. Look how much he's making now. This dude's making way more than Michael Jordan ever made in basketball.
That's a fact.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a fact.
So you gotta look at it.
You see how motherfuckers
set the pace.
You know what I mean?
You set the pace. That's what people don't understand.
But that's what. I'm saying though.
With the shit that you're doing. Yeah. You know what I mean?
But that's what I was saying. Just if you mention more, if everybody. That was like that had some type of status mentioned more where they were from. If everybody that's from Jersey City, Jersey, like yo, I'm from this part of Jersey, or I'm just from Jersey in general, or they just like Jersey all day or whatever. Then it's just like, you know, I think it'd be more. I think the conversation of Jersey would be more relevant.
Yeah.
Because think about how motherfuckers scream New York. How motherfuckers scream Cali?
They make sure they study.
You feel me? So,
and you gotta understand, people from out of Jersey know about Jersey.
Right. No, absolutely.
They know that Jersey is. That's the thing. That's the thing. Jersey is so wild. They won't even let. They can't even get out of their own town,
bro.
Jersey can't even get out of their own town.
You know what?
That's why people don't want to come to Jersey.
The bottom line is a lot of motherfuckers from Jersey. They get confined. With the whole, the fact of the matter of, like, the state is the borders or something. Right. Like, it's not the whole world. When you motherfucking doing music, you gotta motherfucking try and be touching on, like you everybody. Said earlier, you trying to touch on everything. So motherfuckers can motherfucking relate to it.
You gotta tell the world about you. You feel me? You're spreading your culture.
And tell with, your story. And with Jersey, we got mad artists that motherfucking are super talented.
When they keep trying to prove themselves.
Super talented. Like, nigga, we all trying to get the fuck up out of here. If motherfuckers was real and consistent on the shit.
They don't rap like they trying to get out of here.
Nah.
They like, man, I got to get this cred, man. You going to respect me. Right. I really want to kill somebody so I can brag about it. Then you go to jail. Yeah. That's what's happening.
They talking about it.
And rap about it. They don't want to be, they don't want to be like, a dude that we know put that work in.
These little niggas.
You see them rapping, you like, oh, bro, body.
The new career criminal.
But you see them being humble. These guys are trying to live that. They want that status.
No, yeah. The new career criminal is an Instagram motherfucking rapper, drill rapper. You can put whatever state, country, or whatever in front of drill.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But that's the new career criminal. He rapping about motherfucking what he doing because he out here motherfucking trying to trip the fuck out on shit. Crash the fuck out, whatever, rapping about it.
They not even lasting.
You rapping about it. You either motherfucking get snatched up by the fans or you die in the street.
They not rapping about it. They can't rap about it.
Even that PNB Rock situation.
That shit crazy.
Even that PNB Rock situation. Why are you coming outside with all that jewelry on?
R.I.P.
To go to eat something.
It is.
Yo, bro.
It's going in the hood.
That's sort of like when a guy tells a woman dress a certain way. She's like, I can dress like I want. Well, I'm just gonna come with that.
Yeah.
Of course, a guy ain't supposed to touch you, but he can. And now, you can wear your jewelry what you want. Of course, you can flash money. You can do what you want. But understand what come with it.
You better have that.
You are attracting something that
you better be on shape for. You better be on 10,
ain't
nigga.
That's why it's always part of New York.
That's where the money at.
So my little money, my few thousand I got on me ain't got nothing to do with these niggas. These niggas got millions.
Right. I'm saying, like,
yeah, you playing around. You going in the hood. That's like going to Crowns. in not 04.
Joe Buttons.
You go on the clowns 04 in the winter, stupid iced out at 2 o'clock in the morning. You're not leaving out of that shit, bro. You know it's over for you. You're not even gonna, you might not even live.
That was a damaging summer.
Come on, bro.
Buzz got slapped in front of crowns.
They was getting beat up all day, bro.
Nah, we wasn't supposed to talk about that. What we gonna talk
we
about?
We talking about the obligations.
You gotta be smart anywhere you move.
It ain't like we obligated to talk about it.
Bro, we seen. I seen it. I seen it all.
Back in the day it was way more treacherous because
right now
shit that was going on, you knew who it was coming from.
You knew what was happening.
And what was gonna happen when it was happening.
Most of this shit is targeted towards a certain group.
Yeah.
It's like most people are oblivious to what's going on because it don't even affect their lives.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's just a certain group and people that know them or related to them that feel the pain. For the most part, nobody, you know, that shit don't affect nobody. It ain't affecting no money when niggas in the street get killed. Trust me, it ain't affecting no money. Nobody even know. I work on that shit. These people don't know nothing was going on.
At all. I didn't know
you
that.
People don't know what the fuck going on. They don't know. They ain't hear about, you know, they ain't hear about something getting shot. They ain't hear about wishing they get locked up. They don't give a fuck. That ain't their life. Yeah. That's why they move right in the hood as soon as you die. Uh-huh. They move in your apartment. They buy your shit because it's not their business. Uh-huh. It don't affect them at all.
At all.
I'm concerned.
Don't got nothing to do with them.
Don't make them no money.
They walk right there.
Don't
make them
no never mind.
They're not here for that.
Just like when we walk in these spaces and we just going to the store, we oblivious to what's really going on around here. But I'm telling you in these spaces, you don't know what the fuck going on. They sell all the drugs in the world down there.
All of them.
You don't know.
Hey, hey, allegedly.
That's not your hood.
Allegedly.
That's not your area. You're allegedly. That's not your business.
Yeah, allegedly.
It's not your business.
Allegedly.
Don't care what's going on out here.
Hey. No. Man, shit is definitely different, man. It's wicked, though, now. It's just like...
The street life and regular life is two different worlds.
Yeah.
You get police different. Everything different. You a square, pop for you over here, where your paper girl, you ain't wear right now. He's like, man, what you really want? Because I ain't doing nothing. That's but why the attitude is there. You got an attitude color. Because it's you're saying, what the fuck do you want? When you a criminal, you quiet like,
word.
I don't want to find nothing else.
Man, you know, you straight.
Come on. I just walk out dirty all day.
What are you doing?
Why ain't getting nobody called? Why ain't around? Hell no, I'm walking. Why you walk anywhere? I'm dirty. I'm super dirty. I got it all on me.
I used to say I used to say that shit so much.
That's that statue.
I used to say that shit so much, yo.
I'm old. I'm done.
Niggas like, you want to ride? I'm like, nah. They're like, why you want to ride? I'm dirty. I'm not trying to get in your car. Man, all this stuff in my
I'm
pocket.
Loaded. I said, I'm loaded. I'm loaded.
I'm going to take it if we get pulled over.
Wait till you see me come back, then we can kick it. That's why I take a long route. You know.
I catch you on the
now
flip.
Now people want to get caught. They want to get caught. Say, I told you I sold drugs. Like, okay.
Nobody was supposed to know that. that's not the whole point.
Even when I was younger, like I did, we doing all the dirt, but selling drugs seems stupid. Like, y'all gonna stand there?
Yeah.
You gonna stand there? We doing all these crimes. We breaking the houses, breaking the cars. We stealing. We wilding. It's like you gotta get away. Like, bounce. You sell a drug, you gonna stay. We gonna break the law and stay there. Like, it's crazy. Break the law. It didn't make sense. That's why when I trapped, I didn't sit on the block. I was gone. You staying there? That shit seem crazy sitting on the corner all day. You gonna stay there?
Nah, that's one thing I learned.
I'll see you later.
That's one thing I learned growing up.
They ain't seen me.
I was a ghost.
I popped through. What's a trap? I go to people's house.
Ghost before ghost.
Yeah, I'm gone. Stand on the corner.
Last thing you want is people to know your face.
Niggas think it's a fucking rap video.
Bruh.
I was the middle of the block, nigga.
You let the niggas see your face.
You got called.
That's
how
they catch you. That's
how
they know your name. They know your name, know your face. I had to change my clothes 3 times a day. I should switch my shit up.
Yo, back then.
They looking at this. Back then, absolutely. They see you in the morning, see you in the evening. Wait a minute.
Like, what are you doing, bro?
You got to think like they thinking. I told Cool come to my apartment one time. I said, look out the window. Did you see all this shit? I said, look. I said, I ain't touch the blind. I said, you look through the blind, see anything, right? I said, yeah, I see your silly ass right there. So you see Tristan in the corner? He said, I didn't even see. I said, yeah, I see the camera right there. I said, you looking wrong, left and right. I said, and that one time you looked up, I said, this nigga lining you up.
What happened, bro?
Damn, boy. He walked right through the tight jeans. He ran out of the house. He ain't come back outside. He going to tell, I ain't come back outside the rest of the day. I'm like, yeah, you tripping. I tell you, y'all need to never look up. Look up. You really see what's going on.
Man, it's crazy, man. Fucking, it's wicked outside.
Is it worth it? That's the whole point. Being criminal is it has to be worth it.
Nowadays, it's not. They don't even know the worth of what their lives is.
You're going to get caught.
The sad part about it is
like the way they get they them snatching grabs. That's sweet because you getting and going. Word. And the stores are so sweet because the stores know they got shit insurance. They like. Oh, you
said
got me for $10,000. You got me for $100,000. It's like, well, fuck it.
They probably
ain't no minerals anyway. We can make more gold. We can get more material. Ain't no, but we can get that.
All the shit is insured.
Rob and go. Them dudes are eating. Yeah. They eating. They run the store, snatching on a burger, and they gone. That's how you get it. All that drug, that shit is done, bro. You gotta have a client.
I watched the video. These group of niggas robbed the store like
it's hard to sell weed now. How you gonna sell weed when everybody got weed?
Niggas just get weed selling the weed. $1 million The niggas out here smoking the weed selling the weed now.
Bro, everybody got bud.
Bro, everybody.
Niggas probably want to buy it, bro. Everybody. I just smoke, bro.
You can't even get around that shit.
Yeah, everybody said they got the love. Yo, the most aggressive bud salesman I ever encountered was in Jamaica, bro.
They come on
like,
a bus.
It was everywhere, bro. Like, yo, me weed.
But they come on a bus, like, weed smoker. You're like a weed smoker.
Who you smoke?
Ounce, $60. That shit be dirt.
Straight dirt.
I ain't even smoking, but I knew Woodrow
was. I said respectfully.
Correctly, it's dirt.
It's dirt.
It is.
That shit high, straight backyard boogie.
They probably get high up.
It don't take much for me to get high. I got too much energy, so once I smoke any weed, my body slows down. I get a little... To fucking South Carolina to see my cousin and shit, bro. We was in my cousin's yard, in his shed, like in the back by his shed, bro. Smoking 1,000 dirt blunts.
And stung by 1,000 mosquitoes.
That's like suicide. That's self-mutilation. You can be inside and outside. Imagine you die, and you got to smoke a thousand bugs and get bit by a thousand mosquitoes.
Yo, it was so bad.
I had to stop smoking their weed.
It had to roll mine because I'm like, bro, I'm not smoking this shit no more. Bro, like, I smoke two of them shits. I'm like, nah, bro.
That's like you got a gallon of Henny right there. And you just take a shot of Paul Masson. I was just going to drink this Paul. I'm just going to shut it down as soon as you get down there.
Nah, bro. We ain't smoking that bullshit. Don't bring that bullshit around me. Yo. Don't roll that bullshit
up.
You
always bring your own bud, bro.
I made sure, for safety reasons, I wasn't expecting niggas to roll a thousand.
Niggas to drop a jig in.
Smoking a jig of peas.
I don't know what the fuck going on. We don't know what the fuck going on. He's like,
oh,
yo. Said
niggas to drop a jig in your shit.
Shit, you be bad as fuck.
Wow. You be done.
Meanest headache in the world.
Teeth to turn the hot ends.
Hot auntie. You don't try to crush it. You don't try to grind it into the gums, bro. Don't do it. Bring your own bud.
Oh, man.
That we fuck your whole everything.
Nah, where's the boy? You going to smoke? Smoke some good shit.
Yeah. Go to the dispensary.
Smoke your own shit.
The bad weed going to hit you. You're going to get a quick little hit. And your body gonna say, oh, this is bad. This is bad. That one little hit gonna be off your corner out so bad, you be like, what a good weed at.
They don't got it.
They looking for you to bring it.
Uh-huh. That's why you sit in the
I smoke before I go on a trip. I be having my shit already.
I always bring enough so I'm good, but yeah. I just wasn't expecting my first time to be down there for him to roll 1,000 dirt blunts, bro.
Because it take 1,000.
I'm about to smoke you up.
I'ma smoke you out, cuz.
Nah, we smoke down here.
I'ma smoke you out, cuz.
You're just high. You're lightheaded. You think you high. You about to die.
I'm just hot because it's hot as hell down there. Black anyway.
Smoking that shit, nigga.
It's oxygen deficient.
And it's in the summertime. Nah, bro, it was wicked. That shit was wicked.
Bring your own weed, bro.
Nah,
you
bro.
Got it,
wherever you go, nigga.
You got it.
Your own weed.
I know weed, nigga. I smoke.
That shit.
So
you gotta bring
it. I'm definitely bringing my own shit. Fuck that.
Fuck that.
I ain't never going down. Nowhere past the motherfucking Mason Dixie.
Listen, it doesn't matter where I'm going, if I'm anywhere past Delaware.
You go to the A, you go to Miami.
Nigga, I'm bringing that shit to motherfuckers.
Yeah, you can find it.
Everywhere. I'm bringing it everywhere.
Those places are like universal.
Every time I go to Texas,
you're going to find it.
Only time I didn't bring weed.
Allegedly, I bring weed.
On the plane. That's what I'm saying.
Every time I go to Texas, allegedly,
I know New York, you can find weed.
Allegedly.
I know definitely Cali, you can find weed. Vegas, in the New England area behind Vegas,
you can find out there.
They got hella dispensaries in Vegas. That shit.
Yeah. Everything in the middle,
bro,
or outside the country. I mean, I allegedly found.
Hey, you in Chicago? Might be dangerous to get the bug.
Trapping ain't dead.
I know they got it, but
yeah,
I'm not going.
Trapping ain't dead
in Jersey, but it's a little dangerous. it's a little dangerous to get it. Yeah, you might do some obstacles.
Trapping ain't dead.
Like, what you looking for?
Just let you know.
I need about eight eighths. Oh, yeah.
I got that. Hold up. Stay right here.
Give me the money. Let's go. What? Let's go.
Tell your ass to the fucking...
It's over.
Swiss cheese.
Oh.
Yo, you right here.
I seen it. I seen it too many times. I'm like, yo, bro, nah.
Hey, yo, he right here.
Yeah, but you just rather than that, like, yo, you broke, motherfucker.
Go see my man down the alley, bro.
You rob him for?
Yo, what you gotta do, you gotta walk down that dark alley right there, make two lefts and a right, but if you make a third right, you went too far. If you make that third right, your ass is great.
ASAP.
Make that third right. I'm telling you, man. Don't make that third right.
Yeah, bad part about it is they didn't make a nigga want to make the third right.
You made the third right. Big one, go. Big wedge looking nigga from Class Act.
I never asked
that question. That's because you want to be nosy.
You got to know where you're going. You go out. You got to know where you're going.
Nah, facts.
You got to know where you're going. You go out.
Nah, I'm skeptical. Because.
And that juice.
What I'm gonna do is, use my goddamn phone.
Map it out.
Word, bro.
See, I'm before. We had to print the map quest. We had to print the map quest out, and we had to navigate. You piece with a road, we're like, with a map.
Alright, you know what I mean? I'll admit, I'm a man of a certain age.
Hilarious.
You were 40.
I remember.
That's cool.
I said that.
You said you were 40.
But at the end of the day, I remember having a motherfucking actually travel. Just before I had cars or whatever, folk. All that shit. So, Remember having a motherfucking go and visit or go see bitches? Oh, man.
That's a trip.
What?
Driving on New Brunswick.
What? Busting it down.
Yeah, that should be different.
What?
Man, just going to the Heights was different.
Nigga. For real. Yeah, yeah. For real, that was a fucking change of experience. Shit. I said, God damn, nigga.
Niggas to be fucking this one. Niggas to take side blocks, all that shit. To Union City, just for the hell of it.
We used to ride bikes up there.
Yeah. For real, bro.
No, we used to go up there, right? We used to go up to the Heights. We used to be bored. Me and Wayne started doing that shit. We were on a bike. This is ride. We go to the Heights. This would be bad as hell,
bro.
And they was hollering on another level.
Just outside walking.
We just chilling. And they like, dude, I got on your bike. What? Bad as shit. I don't know where they came from. They come, yo, we call that shit every day.
We all get away with
it. Fuck this shit. This was 99.
We used to go.
It's like 99, 2000.
We used to go to West New York. This shit.
And then Chisholm Hill was getting mad when they see you with these badass. You like, hey, be for you.
I don't know.
They think it. God bless you. Now you gotta get out the hood. You gotta get out the hood.
You stay in the hood, you stay in that box.
Where,
stay in that box. You travel.
Listen, my niggas, get the fuck out the hood. Do you not understand? That has always been the fucking plan from day fucking one. Get the fuck out the hood, my nigga. This is not where the fuck you're supposed to be. You understand?
I was just kissing straight to New York. 2 seconds.
What the fuck? Experience something.
I was
get the fuck out of that. That 12 block, that 40 block area. Yeah, whatever.
Can I say something? I was pissed off. Man. I went all the way to Jamaica and they ain't stamp my passport.
They ain't stamp my passport.
Is that something like a beef with the U.S. or something?
I don't know. Next time I go somewhere, I'm like, I want my shit stamped.
Fuck, is it because y'all black?
No, they stamp.
You got the computer. Hold up,
Google the airport. You gotta do it in the computer when you get in the thing.
Nah,
and then they say go to that. Did they tell you go to that? You went straight left then.
I don't see.
Because remember, people go right. They got that shit stamped. When I got my shit into the computer, go left.
You know what it is?
And when I went left,
you know what it is?
I was it. And then when I came
home, they don't stamp passports.
When I came home, they stamped.
They don't stamp passports.
When I came home from Jamaica, I was from the airport fast. They grabbed me. The customs grabbed me and pulled me to the side. They like, Lisa, you walking too fast. They gonna grab me.
See?
I came because they didn't my passport. They're like, why you saying they stamp? I said, and they said, like, they kept seeing this. Say, don't worry about it. Boom, boom, boom. Like,
so, do you really need a fucking passport?
You gotta scan it.
Well, what they got because I was walking back to the
airport. They give you a visa.
So they don't stamp it because they're giving you the visa.
We had to get off.
They got
to
New York.
That was okay.
Yeah.
They said they can either stamp it or they can either give you a card.
That's what it was for.
So they got to get this train.
You got to get that train over there. So I already had my shit. I'm like, I'm trying to get to this train. I get to this train. And I'm telling her, like, where you going? I'm trying to get to the train.
So you got to be like, I want to stamp my shit.
When I got to that shit, I'm standing there, they go, go left. I went left, and I'm walking, like, nah, go. I'm like, what are they? Go. And they're on the side. I'm like, okay. There's a bus right there, go on the bus, boom. That's some dude came to the bus with the weed. But it's different.
The phone, bro. Topics. Let's stay on track, bro.
Music.
You already know what it is.
Word.
Music. What y'all feel about it? It's new music that y'all heard. New music.
It's a lot of new music, bro.
Got the Freddie Gibbs joint.
A lot of new music, bro.
YG dropped.
A lot of new music. New music.
Tory Lanez dropped a new project.
Fucking
We wasn't here last week. The baby dropped the project. What a lot of people were talking about.
Yeah.
Baby on baby part two.
Yo, they trying to blackball my nigga. Cause this nigga out here, motherfucker, doing whatever the fuck he want to do. He doing, yo, he doing whatever the fuck he want to do, bro.
They don't like that.
At all.
They don't like nigga like that.
For real.
They do not like ignorant southern niggas.
Ignorant black niggas. Say it. Cause they say it. Yeah, just like that. Ignorant black niggers.
They don't like niggas who don't. They don't like that.
They really don't like him because
they can't do nothing with him.
He got like two bodies?
Yes. Legally. Three.
He's three.
And he already got the bag.
It's a, what, two or three?
He already got the bag. Yeah. Wait about another hour. I'm cooked.
he's trying to go to Astro. Man. I'm already Astro.
He always want to sit on Mars.
I was chilling. No, I was chilling.
He set the room up.
If you don't know, I smoke some Mars. I smoke.
He trying to go all the way there.
Nah, I do too, nigga.
He trying to be on Mercury.
I smoke.
I'm all the way there.
I waited because I went over that shit earlier.
Snoop Dogg video.
Snoop Dogg video.
You know what I mean?
Hella smoky. Yo. Hit like that 70s show.
I really do that.
Hey. You still got time, bro. Relax. Nigga.
Hey, man.
Got my
yo, relax.
Yeah, I don't think you got to smoke.
We can do our music review after this or whatever.
All right, so I'm about to go to some of the albums and get my review on the albums I heard. So YG album is called I Got Issues. I fuck with the song Toxic. He got the Mary J. Blige sample on there. Shit fire. Nice. I feel like this album is fire because it goes back to like his first album type of vibe, like he was, you know what I mean, basically recreating the sound. It's like more got that Cali and like Bay type bop to it. So, you know what I'm saying? And I, of course, I listen to a lot of Larry June. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with the Bay bop. Like, they shit different. They got a different, you know what I mean, lingo. And they beats be different, too. It got a nice little swing to it. You know what I'm saying? Kind of like, if you listen to Houston music, they got a
Free Mozzie, man.
Nah, word.
He locked up.
Oh,
Damn.
Oh, yeah. Albie dropped a new project, too. Word.
He got a song with Mozzie
on there, too.
Word.
I mean, a lot of the music. Ransom dropped some shit last week.
Ransom always dropping him. He needs to be mentioned more in a lot of different rooms, bro. Nah, as far as Jersey go, this nigga's writing. Bro, he dropping shit. Let alone what he putting out.
That little six track EP he just dropped, bro. That shit dope.
Has anybody else peeped that Fab been dropping freestyles every Friday?
Yes.
Yeah. But it's not on like Apple Music. It's all YouTube. Like, he doing videos.
That nigga dropping that shit, giving that shit to Flex, nigga.
No, but the videos so all on YouTube.
I know.
Yeah, he doing this thing.
He doing this thing because he packaging everything.
I just feel like we need another Fab project. We need a summertime shootout.
I think that's what's coming out.
I hope so, nigga. It's about to get cold. I need some Fab shit, bro.
Hit that point where it's just like,
this shit come out motherfucking
with a new baby.
He got so much new shit, old shit.
I think hope is just, I don't know. Maybe he new
he dropped the relevant new freestyles. He dropped relevant freestyles with beats or whatever was going
just
on.
Just stay relevant.
With the topics of relevancy.
Like, album-wise.
But his album shit is bars and ill-ass beats and samples.
Yeah. So when the last time Fab made an album, though? I mean, you can tell it makes it an album, but he hasn't made a single. No, but I'm saying, when's the last time Fab made an album?
What was that, Young OG, right?
I thought he was going to be in the spot Drake was at.
Before Drake, I'm like, because Fab had a way bigger momentum at that point.
Fab been in the pocket.
Because Fab came, because you know Drake had that Lil Wayne. Because
you know what it is?
He had that crossover. Drake had that whole crossover.
He's a pop rap singer.
Yeah, but I'm saying, at that time, Fab had a way bigger
boy. That's what I'm saying.
At that point, that's what I'm saying. Coming in, like, you never would have thought, if you'd have seen both of them artists at that time, you said 2010, you're right. Nah, Fab got this shit crazy.
Nah, hell yeah.
Pop. Fab got this
between,
shit
between fucking No Competition and Soul Tape.
That's what I'm saying. And then the Loso way. Yeah, Loso way. Yeah, No Competition 2 was so hard.
Drama just was setting the tone, bro.
Fab was body and shit. Fab come on every feature, and you looking at it, you're like, damn,
we got the J song. It's still the same niggas that's motherfucking doing this shit.
Did y'all hit up?
Clue, Drama,
motherfucking. He didn't last longer than the artist, you know that whole. The producer lasts longer.
You gotta hit a Simba album with Drama. That shit fire.
Once the artists get full, and that's what they say, once people get past 30, it changes because you change. That's why, like, I read a lot of shit I used to write when I was in my 20s. Like, damn, I used to talk crazy. That's why I be putting that shit in my old. I'm like, damn, that shit, I was talking crazy. Sometimes I even post. I'm like, this too wild. Too wild. I'm like, I can't post this shit. I was talking crazy. Now you're looking back like.
Old Twitter?
Yeah, I be looking at
my Twitter. I can't even get my old Twitter.
My Facebook memories deleted my shit.
Niggas was wilding on that confession. Yeah, too much Twitter. Other shit. Oh, man. Too much Twitter got deleted.
Twitter. I'd have had super followers if I didn't say what I was.
None of it. What I filmed, I was bombing everybody. Gay dude hit me and said, yo, I ain't never seen somebody back the whole game. He said, yeah, you responded to everybody. I said, I'm coming just mad. I said, I ain't mad at you. You a victim. You fell by it. But we gonna talk. He said, you go hard. I had motherfuckers coming to me crazy. You niggas came out and said, they deleted my Twitter account because I got 50 cent of cool. I said, what if I deleted my account immediately? Oh, some hot 90s shit. I'm just on my gym shit. And I think he said, please say something. I go into the pool. I go, yeah, cool. Bad people laughing at me. I wouldn't respond to it. I'm like, oh, my shit. Yo, and I had stock in these niggas. I had Elon Musk. I said, yo, I'm buying into this shit. You told me the free speech. Get my shit. I tried to get my shit, like a few months ago, trying to get my shit, but they're like, nope. I'm like, y'all niggas really gonna open my shit back up? I'm still gonna keep trying to fight. They banned my shit, yo. I just got Twitter popping.
Yo, Elon, some motherfucking free this nigga Twitter. Elon, free this nigga Twitter, yo.
He let that shit go.
Nah,
he can't.
Nigga, free that nigga shit. Nah, he can't because. They had a decision, like, you can't go to all the preliminaries, buy it, and then come out here, oh, I want to buy it, boom, boom. And the trustees have to say, all right, fuck it, we don't want the offer. He offered over, like, $200 billion, bro. They're not giving that shit up. They're like, give me that money, you crazy? Give me that bag. Yeah, that nigga stock was, like, $1 10 years ago. That shit like $300 right now. You know how much money you have right now?
For one stock?
Bro. Man, you got $10,000 over that shit. That shit to fucking up. $300 right now. You way up.
All the way up.
Yeah. Way up. You know how much? That's like
fucking. That's why I need to off that
Bitcoin
to,
shit. The dudes who got in that Bitcoin shit early.
That one stock. That's three, whatever. Yeah. They could bust that one stock.
Even now, that Bitcoin shit is still like 27,000. Yeah, so if you bought them shits crazy back then for like $15 or $30, even $100 coin, and you got 1,000 coins.
I watched a video of this
nigga. You super up.
They locked the nigga up. They locked I'm the getting nigga rid of half of that. Fucking,
I'm giving all of it.
All of it got rid of?
Most of my money is in my stocks. I spent $200 a week. I sent that shit. Just now I bought 90 just now. I bought $250 worth of gold stocks. 150 ETF. Stock and $100 a stock. gold. Just put it in stock. Gold, regular gold, a gold stock where you can with the physical, whatever. But the ETF is basically like a stock where you in a cut. Like you ain't even gotta do nothing. You just like they doing all that.
Yeah.
And you just eating off it. And that one was more. That one was like $30 a share. So that's why I bought 150 of it. And then so that shit build every week, $10 a week, and that shit's bad up. My Bitcoin, I had Bitcoin and I forgot I had Bitcoin through my Cash App. Let me get $200. Woo, easy. Aaron Rodgers sent me money. And who else sent me money? I forgot. Do that Cash App. Cash App on your Twitter and do the follow on Friday. They niggas see red. They niggas see $50. Aaron Rodgers like, see me like, woo, you get Bitcoin. This month, Bitcoin. But you can cash it out.
Man. Shit, bro. Well, that Bitcoin shit.
Really fucking told me about it years ago, but I just never was like it wasn't like we get shit. That's why that information is very valuable, bro. That's why I buy my daughter mad shit, so when she get there, it's like she get older, it's just there, it's a bag, it's just there, and it makes its own money, so it's like you ain't gotta do nothing, just let that shit keep accumulating, I bought mad gas stock. My shit going way. You just take my shit on there and tell you what.
I watched that column out of the all in black people.
Jeffrey Dahmer's on.
He's eating people? Yeah.
Bro. He talking about that shit, man. Look.
But I've been doing they do that. They've been doing that. I ain't know. I'm just saying, he's doing it now.
It ain't new.
Oh, that's old news.
I remember when you heard about Jeffrey Dahmer, you said firsthand, he tried to cut bacon off your back.
Bacon off your back.
Yeah, you swear on my brother, Jeffrey Dahmer, we knew about Jeffrey Dahmer. I started watching the first two episodes
and I said, I'm not beating. And you're like, why? I said, I know this already.
I watched it. I cut it off.
And she got into it. But I was like, I know all about
it. I watched
this
the old little
doctor. I remember watching it on YouTube the other day.
If you watch the video, if you watch the movie, like, when he was in the room with the dude taking his shirt and the dude that got away, I saw the trial shit. And I went back on YouTube and rewatched it. We seen it when he was in there. He said how he got away and all that. I'm like, remember all this shit. Even the Central Park shit. I remember that shit. I remember Al Sharpton coming through with the sweatsuits on, when he got jigged up with the fucking curls. I remember from fat to skinny. Come on, man. I remember Fat Oprah, Fat Skinny Oprah, Fat Luther. Come on, man. It's like a competition. Al Roker said he gets skinny. We've been through it all. We've seen everything that people consider culture. Nah, we see
we
the that's why movie. We see the bullshit. That's what you can call bullshit. That's what you can call bullshit. Like, hey, boy, I see what's coming. Here you go.
Bruh. Before anybody knew what a black president was, I'm telling you some shit. We was looking for motherfucking Barack.
We knew that was happening.
You know what I mean? When that shit happened,
you always see it coming.
Put that shit in motion.
It's like Trump.
It's a time and place for everything. Nigga, you remember 9/11? Rocky came to my door. You remember when I slept downstairs? The crazy shit is, I used to sleep downstairs.
That night, when I said that night, like I was geeked. And I always watched MSNBC. This when they first started the Chris Hansen and all that crazy shit. I just be laughing and all that shit. And I just watched Lester Holt and all that happened. That's why even back then, that's crazy. I was trying to learn about stocks and all that shit. But they said MSNBC, so I watched whatever. I'm laying on the floor. Damn. Fuck. On the door. They trying to kill us. What the fuck are you talking about? they flying planes in the building. Like, fuck out of here. So when I come down the steps, I look up at the World Trade. You see a little, you see smoke coming, but it doesn't look like, you think a regular plane, not no big plane. You, the building's big. So you're like, because it's on that, whatever wing, whatever it got hit, the wind blow, it's not looking that bad because you can't see that side.
Yeah.
You just see smoke going this way. So Rocky run up the street. I'm like, I go back in the house, I'm sitting down. I go upstairs, I go tell Lee. I'm like, Lee, then they flew a plane in the building. He like, I just heard a plane fly over the house just now. Did he say it? He like, I just heard a plane fly over the house just now. I said, what is that? Sound loud as hell. I said, just hit the World Trade with the building. I go downstairs, sits on the couch, they talking, boom!
That second one hit.
Yo, that plane just right hit the building. And then the plane came from?
No.
Like, yo, that's when you knew it was real. Like, yo, this shit. We watch this on TV. They really? Talking live like this. And they got, I'm like, they showing another building, And then you see this shit coming.
Live like, on whoa, TV.
Like, it's like some real movie.
You see
like,
this shit live on boom, TV. Like, flying
through
that bitch.
Boom! I'm telling you, bro. See that shit live? When that shit blew up, when you see the people go, oh, this shit real. When you see the people, God. When you see that, this shit real. When I'm on that porch, I go, oh, this shit real. Cops flying down the ass. They just shut Communipore down. So now,
everything.
Ambulance is flying through Communipore. Shit from North coming over. Everything coming over. Kearney, all the Harrison, all that shit coming over. All, whatever they coming, whatever, they coming down from Newport.
Straight down.
Then they all in New York. That shit was going on for like a day or whatever. Next year, they all going back this way. The Liberty Park, the triage now. Body, trucks, all types of shit. You smell it, because your body is burning. So you smell it. We go to New York, you go to New York to go, nigga, top of coke. You go to New York, you smell the bodies burning. The ship was burning for 3 months.
That cloud that came that over dust, the fucking Hudson.
That dust cloud.
If bro, that shit was burning for 3 months.
If you smell bodies burning,
you smell flesh, you smell like it's a barbecue going on.
If you ever been down the waterfront.
You're like, oh, it's a barbecue going
you
on.
You motherfucking been down there chilling.
Having a cookout.
Cookout. Just motherfucking enjoying the view of the Hudson, my nigga. You seen that shit. That shit. Was a you smelt that shit. That cloud that came over.
It was like a World Trade. Boom, boom. Pentagon, boom. Hey, fly, boom. Then the buildings fell.
What's no better
than
that?
The buildings fell.
What's no better? What's no worse? That or dust?
That.
That's no worse than dust.
That's just no worse than dust.
I'm going to tell you why. Because it was you correlated with.
Nigga, I've been my... I shit dust up for years, allegedly.
You funny as
shit. You know dust is poison? I done shit dust up for years, allegedly.
Body's burning, but and then you know it's body burning.
That shit
burning,
was something else. Like, that shit was something else, yeah.
You smell the nigga telling you, you smell the body burning.
Yeah.
That was bad. That shit was crazy though.
Yeah. But you already know. Shit. That's the pro that I look at that as a blessing and a privilege that motherfucking we've been around this long. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not all y'all niggas, cause all y'all niggas ain't motherfucking seen this shit. But yeah, y'all can witness motherfucking some niggas that been around.
And that's why it's a
that
different
give y'all
world.
Some
that's
real
why,
life
that's
experience.
That's what hard to talk about that world of it's like you've grown up one way and then a shift, but you're still a child under it.
Yeah.
So you don't really see
understand it
where
understand.
You're about to be dropped off at. And now the people that's growing up through that, like say, if I'm 20, I'm 21 in 2001, and you're 10 or 9, you don't see where.
Yeah.
This
they
came
positioning
from
you to be at that 21.
And where you
you're just going, you're still going to that most. You still got to go to 6, 7, 8, 9. You still got
your trajectory.
So by the time that shit landed, by the time that generation hit the streets, it was like they had some old stuff.
Oh yeah,
that a whole game.
They had sunset,
and that's how they attacked the babies. And it was like, what the fuck?
And when by the time the babies wake up, because the babies are waking up now.
Way early.
They like, oh damn,
bro.
They kids already motherfucking adapted to what they got ready for them, which is all this TikTok and
all
this shit.
Because they get it to the parents.
Mm-hmm.
Once they break,
because the parents,
once they break you, they break the kids.
Yeah, the parents. That's why you have to be. The parents have been motherfucking abducted from whatever. Into the internet. Now they motherfucking scoped it to Instagram, Facebook. You know what I mean? And now those Instagram and Facebook parents have gave birth to fucking
TikTok babies.
That's real shit.
This the first generation.
And you see the old bitches trying to motherfucking adapt to fucking
We watch TikTok. This the first generation. We get to watch chicks from their prom to form out their prom, and we got to see the whole picture.
Rebirth.
And that's why women don't like it, because we remember you. We remember you was 18, and now you're 35. We watched that whole thing. You can't tell
I remember you
see,
from
before
fucking
they can lie. And they can
Black
use that
planet.
And they can use they can use that shit against us.
Twitter.
But once they couldn't
Facebook,
use that shit against us no
Instagram,
more.
Instagram.
It was over.
Motherfucking, what is it? What's next?
Facebook.
TikTok.
And everything.
All that.
We have
AIM. BBM.
From MySpace to now.
Yeah, all that shit. Mm-hmm.
We knew what these chicks were doing.
Yeah.
We've seen the whole picture now.
We outside still.
And now it's, how can you say?
Yo, pay attention to what we saying. We gonna motherfucking see y'all next week. This episode of Chestnut Checkers is brought to you by Gaslight 3.5. Get over there to Gaslight 3.5 and hit that follow button on the grams for your latest drops of merch and a broad selection of plant-based products. Go check the guys over at Gaslight 3.5. All right, everybody, stop what you're doing. I need you to go log in, subscribe, all your socials. Go follow the Guap Times. Yes, that's the Guap Times. That's on all your socials. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, everywhere. It's the Guap Times. Make your next move your best move. Please remember...